You're listening to the Brinkman Adventures, and this is part three of Dangerous Waters. In our last episode, Jack, Michelle, and a small team flew from Nome, Alaska, and crossed the Bering Strait to Russia.
Hello! Here's a bag for you. Take whatever you want.
Fruit, vegetables, flour, sugar. I no believe this. I not have orange for years. Why are you do this?
You say, and you do. It's easy to say, but hard to do. I believe what you say because you do.
Dave! Barb! I spent all night reading my Bible. In middle of night, I decide to follow Jesus.
Anna!
The team spent the next 2 days interacting with the townspeople who filled the theater for the evening meetings. Many gladly accepted the good news they heard. God indeed blessed the trip to La Valencia. Now, as they return home, their plane approaches St. Lawrence Island, which is between Russia and the U.S., in the middle of the frigid Bering Strait. This small island is owned by the United States. Here, they will get their passports stamped and then continue on to Nome, Alaska. The team is almost giddy with excitement. They've had a great trip, and they're almost back to their homeland.
Folks, make sure you're buckled up. We'll be landing in a moment. Send your passports forward and Bob will collect them. Customs agent is named Herman Christensen, and he's a real character. Been here as long as I can remember.
Barb, you still have mine in your purse, don't you?
Yep, have them both here. Love your picture, Dave. You have that twinkle in your eye.
He was probably thinking about you, Barb.
Actually, the guy taking my picture looked something like a circus clown. Only he wasn't trying to. I was trying not to laugh.
Anybody know what day it is?
It's Saturday, Barb. You just wake up, sweetie?
Nope. Friday. We cross the international date line back there. We get to relive Friday.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Wish we could relive the past few days.
Oh.
We got some turbulence here.
Yeah, it's windy in this part of the world. Hang on, we're about to touch down.
Here we are at St. Lawrence Island. Here comes faithful Herman on his four-wheeler.
Hey there, old man, where you guys been?
Russia, town of Lavrentia.
Well then, welcome home. I'll need to stamp your passports.
Here's all of them.
Mr. Cochran, for a 70-year-old, you're looking mighty pretty in this picture.
That's not mine, that's Michelle's. Mine's underneath that one.
Oh yeah, this guy looks old. Yep, that's you. Hey, while you're here, anyone in there need to use the restroom? I can run you over with the four-wheeler. Ooh. Well, I don't mean run over top of you, but you know what I mean, right?
I think we can make it the rest of the way.
I'm fine.
What's with all the gas cans up and down the aisle? You folks ain't smuggling nothing, are ya?
Just Russian air. Those are empty 5-gallon cans. Russian fuel is hard on our engines, so we bring our own fuel over.
Yeah, no laws against carrying Russian air. Don't look too comfortable, though.
Hey, that plane over there. It looks just like ours.
Yeah, that there plane's piloted by Philip Hay. He looks like a grizzly bear.
I've met him. Nice guy.
Yeah, he's running late today. Probably the first time ever. He ain't never late. Well, I'm done with y'all. Have a good trip back to Nome, okay?
Thanks.
Nice meeting.
Yeah, good luck.
Okay, folks, buckle up. Here we go.
Look at the gas gauges. They look like they're below half. Why didn't we fill up?
This isn't a long flight. We'll be fine.
I'm taking a nap back here, y'all. Wake me up when we arrive, okay?
As Dave drifts off to sleep, Barb has a bad feeling. At this very moment, several hundred miles away in Homer, Alaska, Susan Brinkman puts Ian and Isaac to bed.
You boys had fun today. You're gonna really sleep great tonight. And tomorrow we get your daddy and Michelle back. Ian, what's wrong? Is something bothering you?
Mom, can we pray for Dad and Michelle right now?
Yeah, how about we'll pray for them?
Okay, boys. Do you want to start, Ian?
Sure. God, please help Michelle and Dad right now. And please protect them and don't let anything bad happen to them.
And God, help them be okay.
Lord, watch over Jack and Michelle with your angels. and help these two boys to sleep well tonight so they can have a fun day tomorrow with their daddy and older sister. Amen.
Amen.
I love you, boys. See you in the morning.
Thanks, Mom. I love you. Good night, Mom.
Dad, look at the water down there. We must be thousands of feet up, and you can still see the white caps.
You're right. You can see the pattern of the waves. The wind must be coming from that direction. It looks like steel.
What's going on up front? Bob and the pilot keep tapping those round gauges.
Those are the fuel gauges. It looks like we're running a bit low. We should be fine. If you look out ahead, you can see the mainland. We're almost across.
Dad, I think that engine on my side just stopped. Look, the propeller's barely spinning. We're still over water. This can't be good.
Yeah, this is a little scary. The other engine's running fine, though. We can make it the rest of the way on one engine.
Anchorage Center, this is 6 Sierra Foxtrot on 133.3.
Avo 6 Sierra Foxtrot, go ahead.
Fuel indicators were apparently off. We've run out of fuel on one tank and are descending now towards Sledge Island. I'm not sure how much fuel I've got left in the other one.
November 6 Sierra Foxtrot, roger, you declaring an emergency at this time?
I believe I will.
Right, Navajo 6 Sierra Foxtrot, say type of correction, say souls on board.
7.
What did he just say?
I think he's declaring an emergency.
Dad, did you hear that?
Our pilot's calling in just to be safe. The other engine's running fine. Why don't we pray? Father, help our pilot make good decisions and keep the other engine running strong. Keep us safe, Father. Oh no.
Dave, wake up! We've lost our engines! What?
Dad, I'm scared.
Anchorage Center, our fuel just went out.
Understand, your fuel has gone out at this time, and you're descending into where at this time?
We're about 2 miles short of Sledge Island. Folks, we may need to make an emergency landing.
Dave, what do we do?
People, we gotta pray like never before.
Oh, God, no. Oh, please, no. I don't want to die. I'm only a kid. I want to grow up and get married someday.
Lord, God, this is exactly what I was afraid would happen. You knew my fears. Dad, why please, this? God, why, God? This doesn't seem fair. Please, God. Please, God, do a miracle and start that engine.
Dad, we're getting closer to the water. The waves look so big.
Michelle, if we crash in the water, we're going to hit hard. Even if you're hurt, get out.
Yes, Dad.
Just remember, honey, I love you and God loves you. Don't ever forget that, no matter what happens.
Teddy, I love you too.
Give me your hand.
Bob, tell them we'll all exit out the emergency door in the back.
Hey, listen, we're going to exit out of the emergency door in the back.
Up so we don't force the nose in. If we dig in, this plane will come apart. Speed, 90 knots.
Oh, Jesus, we need you now.
Hang on, Michelle.
Hang on, everyone. We're going to hit.
Is everybody okay?
I'm fine.
I don't know, Daddy. My legs feel funny.
Your seat broke free and you hit Tam's seat. Can you move your legs?
Yeah, I think so.
My leg is stuck under the seat.
I'm coming, Barb. We're gonna push against the seat in front of you while you pull your leg, okay?
Dave, I'm scared. The water's coming in.
Pull, Barb!
I can't move. It's not helping. Got it.
Thank you, God.
Okay, I'm opening the door. Everybody grab an empty gas can. Oh. Water's coming in fast. Dave, Barb, go.
Come on, honey, let's go.
Go ahead, Tam. Jump. Michelle, it's our turn. Let's go.
Daddy, I'm scared. I can't.
Mr. Cochran, Bob, go ahead of us.
Let's go. Let's go.
Okay, Michelle, I'm going up and you jump to me, like in the pool when you were little. Remember? I'll be there to catch you, okay?
Okay, Daddy.
It's cold. Okay, honey, jump to me. Come on out. Why is she opening the other door above the wing? Michelle, what are you doing?
She's going out onto the wing.
She's crawling out under the back of the plane.
Michelle, what are you doing?
You're supposed to stay with a capsized boat.
That's not a boat. It's going to sink.
The front is tipping down. She needs to get off.
Michelle, the tail's going to hit you. Jump now.
Oh, this water's so cold.
Good girl.
My legs are cramping, Dad.
Lay back like this. Hang on to my arm. Now, kick your legs with me. Let's get away from the plane.
It's sinking.
There she goes. It floated about a minute. How are you doing, girl?
It was cold at first, but now I can't feel anything.
Cross your left leg over mine and lock arms with me. Okay, now put your other arm over your gas can and keep your hand in the handle. I'll do the same with mine. There. See, that works good. Are you comfortable?
Comfortable? We're floating in the middle of the ocean.
Dave, we're drifting apart.
I'm trying to get to you. I can't see this. Barb, I'm sorry.
Come on.
Dave, I don't know if I can do this. I keep losing my grip on this can.
Don't give up, Barb. Don't give up. Hang on. Don't let go.
You can do it, Barb. There you go, girl. Good. Mr. Cochran, you okay over there?
A little cool, but I'm okay.
Remember, no one, not even Satan, can snatch us from God's hands.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters.
Where can I go from thy spirit? Or where shall I flee from thy presence?
If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I don't know about that one, Bob.
As our friends struggle to stay afloat in the 37-degree water, another plane makes its way over the sea towards Nome. This is the airplane they saw earlier on the St. Lawrence Island runway. It is piloted by Philip Hay. Air traffic controller in Anchorage reaches him by radio.
4666, I have an aircraft in difficulty that is attempting a landing at Sledge Island. I wonder if it might be possible for you on either a VFR or an IFR clearance to deviate over to the top of Sledge Island on your way into Nome, and let me know if you can spot the aircraft on the beach.
See something go into the water off of Sledge Island. I thought it was a whale. We're about 4 miles off of Sledge, and it looks like there is splashing in the water here also.
All right, 4666, just understand that you do see wreckage in the water, and it appears that there also is some sort of splashing in the water near the wreckage.
There are two people in the water and wreckage.
4666, roger that. Thank you much, sir.
As Philip Hayes circles above our friends, their bodies grow colder. In this temperature, survival beyond 20 minutes is unusual. Seconds count. Philip helplessly watches them struggle below and also watches his fuel gauges edge towards empty. The survivors look tiny and are hidden among the countless waves. If he leaves, they will never again find these people. Meanwhile, Anchorage Flight Control Center places a call to Blue Sky Helicopters pilot John Wright. He just finished dinner with his family and is about to leave the house.
Man, I don't know. I don't have rescue equipment. I don't have floats, just skids.
John, you're the only option we have. Right now, a plane is circling the crash site with a visual on at least 3 survivors. These people will certainly all die if you don't go. Please, would you at least give it a shot?
Okay, I'll do it. Call the Nome Fire Department and get the strongest guy they have to meet me at the hangar. Also, call my mechanic, Harry Samick, and have him come. His number's in the Nome directory. I'll have the bird fueled and ready when they arrive.
Thanks, John. We'll make the call.
Harry, thanks for coming. Hop in.
You bet, John. Here comes another guy.
Hey, I'm Sam. I'm an EMT with the fire department. They asked me to help.
Thanks for coming, Sam. Get in. We'll talk in the air. Okay, men, thanks for coming. Sam, what's in the bag?
7 body bags.
I'm hoping we won't need those.
They've only got 20 minutes in this water. They've been in that long already, and it's 20 minutes from here to Sledge.
Let's pray for a miracle, then.
Blue Sky, do you copy?
This is Blue Sky Helicopter. Go ahead.
Blue Sky, this is ARA Helicopter. We were conducting a geological survey near Nome and heard what's going on. We just cut loose our equipment and are en route to assist. We don't have floats, but we'll do what we can. We figure we're about 25 minutes from Sledge.
Got it. Thanks. The more help, the better. We'll see you at Sledge.
Roger.
Good. It sounds like we'll have a second helicopter to assist. Guys, helicopter water rescue normally uses a long rope and a basket, which we don't have. We'll be very close to the victims in the water. The downforce of air from our rotors could push them under. If our tail rotor hits a wave, we could crash. Sam, are you okay with crawling out on the skid to grab them?
I can do that.
Harry, you help Sam from inside.
Got it.
You were right, Sam. It took us about 20 minutes.
There's the plane circling, but I see nothing in the water.
I do. There's a bunch of stuff floating with people hanging onto it. They're waving. I can't believe it. They're alive.
There are two people together at our 3 o'clock, about 200 yards out. Head that way and I'll get ready.
Harry, guide me in.
Okay. Come around. Starboard side. We're right above them. Straight down. Lower. Can you get lower?
I need to watch the swell. I'll try to dip between the waves.
Sir, grab my hand.
Take the girl. Her legs are cramping. Michelle, grab his hand.
I can't. He's just dead, Daddy.
I gotcha. Up and out. Okay, sit on the skid next to me. I got you. Now reach up. He'll help you in.
Got her.
Go back down for the guy.
We can't right now. There's a series of big waves. There's someone 30 yards straight ahead.
I see him. Okay, here we go. Going down.
Sir, grab my hand.
Get far. Get my wife first. She's over there.
I can't hear you. Grab my hand now. Okay, up. Lost them. Try again. Grab. Lost them.
I can't hang up.
Have him lower the skid into the water.
John, can you lower the skid underwater?
I've never done that before. I can try.
You did it. The skid's just under the water.
Put your leg over the top of the skid. Good. Up, up, up. Harry, grab him.
I have it. Pull yourself in, sir.
Harry, there's a guy over there, floating, face down.
Shouldn't we go for survivors first?
No. Let's get him. He's 50 yards out. I need you out on the skid for this one. He's not going to be able to help us.
Oh, no. That's our pilot. I don't think he made it.
Okay, down, John.
This coat is making him too heavy.
Can't get a grip on him.
You two inside. Grab that short rope. Hang on to an end. Give me the loop. Okay, I have it. Gonna try to put it around him and hook his arm. Harry. Hang on to me. Don't let me go in.
Okay. We have the rope under him. Pull that rope and don't let it slip.
I have him over the skin. He's coming. He's still alive. We're not going to get this guy inside. Go to the island. We'll stay out here and hang on to him.
ARA helicopter, do you copy?
Roger, we're approaching the scene.
We have three survivors on board and are taking them to the top of Sledge. We'll come back and assist as soon as we offload these three.
Roger, Blue Sky.
Oh, man, look at that. There's three people hanging on to one skid. They're going to ascend to the top of the island like that. That's got to be 700 feet up.
Tim, you ready for this?
As ready as I can be. I'll open the door and I'll get in position.
Got a survivor straight ahead. Here we go.
Okay, lower. Lower. Lower! Ma'am, you'll need to let go of your gas can.
Okay.
Bruce, she's getting forced under by the wind from your rotors. I can't reach her. Go lower. Okay, I have her arm. Swing your leg over the skid.
I can't.
Bruce, I can't get her in. I'm gonna try to hold her with my legs. I'll need to get further out on the skid.
Okay, ma'am, I'm gonna grab you with my legs. Try to hang on to me. Bruce, I have her. Up, slowly.
This isn't gonna work.
I'm heading for the island. Hang on, Tim.
Oh, Jesus. Please help me. Oh, Jesus.
We're almost there.
She's starting to slip. Just a little further. Just a little further.
Tim, I'm going to ascend to the top of the island. Going up.
No, I can't hang on. Go down. Go down. I'm going to lose her.
Help me. Help me. Can't you see I'm drowning? Where are you going? Jesus. Help! Help! Why'd they leave? Why'd they go? Okay, Jesus. I'm ready. Take me home.
Michelle, how you doing?
I'm afraid for my dad. He was struggling when the helicopter came. But he made me go first. What am I gonna do?
Your dad's tough. Keep praying, Michelle. Now, Mr. Cochran, you need to stay with us.
Where am I?
You're on top of Sledge Island. Remember, we crashed. A helicopter rescued us and dropped us off here.
Where are the others?
The helicopter's looking for them. It's a different helicopter! And the doors are open! They're landing! It's Barb lying in there! Oh no! Oh no, she's not moving!
Sir, we need you and the others to load up quickly.
That's my wife in there. Is she all right?
She's conscious, but she needs to get to the hospital. Let's get you three loaded up.
What about the other people? There's three more out there. We can't leave without them.
We've got them. They're all on Blue Sky Helicopter, and they're on their way to Nome.
Are they all alive?
Yes, they're all alive.
That accounts for everyone. Praise God. Everyone's been rescued. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Daddy. Thank you, Lord.
Mr. Cochran, wake up.
Hey, where am I?
Mr. Cochran, everyone's been rescued.
Huh? From what?
John and Bruce push their helicopters to the limit as they speed to Nome. Upon arrival, the hospital staff skillfully treats each one for hypothermia. Barb is the coldest of the seven. Her core body temperature had dropped to 90 degrees. Dr. Thomas decides to keep her overnight just to be safe. Before releasing the other six, he gathers them together in Barb's room. This is the first time they've all been together since the crash. There are many hugs and tears. After giving them a couple minutes, the doctor addresses the group.
Folks, you lived well beyond the limit for people in 37-degree water. You made history today, and you should all consider yourselves very lucky.
I believe it was more than luck.
Yes, it is.
Think about it. The plane that spotted us just happened to be late, and then it flew over at exact time and place.
And the weather was perfect. If the wind was coming from the other direction as it normally does this time of year, the waves would have made rescue impossible.
And Mr. Cochran, you just happened to throw those empty cans in. Without them, we would have been sunk.
And your landing? There were 5-foot waves, and you put us down at 90 miles an hour. The plane should have broken up.
With all due respect, Doctor, I don't think luck saved us.
I'll admit, it does seem like someone had his eyes on you.
Yes.
There's also a family here who's quite anxious to see you.
Send them in.
Susan, kids! Am I ever glad to see you?
Oh, Jack. They sent a special plane for us. I'm so glad you're okay. Michelle, honey.
Mom.
Dad, we prayed for you.
Yeah, God, listen.
I saw a moose. It had two babies. They were so cute.
We have another special visitor.
Hello, travelers.
Agent Herman Christensen. Good to see you.
They told me you'd be hiding out here in the hospital. I gotta say, I can think of a couple warmer spots in the world to go for a swim.
What an incredible trip. God not only used our friends to bring the good news of his salvation to the Russians in Lavrentia, he also saved the missionaries from almost certain death in the Bering Sea. Kids, are you scared of something? Perhaps you know someone who is sick, or you're in the hospital yourself. Or maybe you're scared that something lives under your bed. Whatever it is that you fear, remember that God is bigger. He'll help us through whatever struggle we face. When we've given our hearts to Him, He is always with us and will never leave us. You've been listening to The Brinkman Adventures, a brand new audio series. This story is called Dangerous Waters. To download a copy of Dangerous Waters or to purchase a CD of this story, visit our website, www.brinkmanadventures.com. Do you want to read a detailed account of this rescue? Would you like to know what the real Dave and Barb Anderson have been up to since their rescue? Would you like to send them an email? If so, then you need to visit our website, www.brinkmanadventures.com.
Kids, this is Jack Brinkman. The Bible says that once all the nations on earth have heard about Jesus, He will return. So let's join together in sharing this good news and bring back our King.